Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Artificial intelligence is everywhere in the insurance conversation right now, and there's a growing perception that mutual insurers not already deep into AI may have missed their window to compete. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and my guest today says that's simply not true. Joining me right now is Vineet Bansal, Chief Information and Technology Officer at the Mutual Group. Vineet, so glad you could join us today.
John, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Vineet, we already know that transformative power of AI in the insurance industry. What do you believe mutuals need to do to be successful with AI?
John, I believe that AI is critical to every organization. However, we must think of AI as an accelerator, not as a destination. So mutuals need much more than AI to be successful. I'll say first and foremost, the core platform of the business must be strong. Mutuals must start with a modern age core insurance platform for policy, underwriting, billing, claims kind of things, and then expose that core platform through APIs. So digital experience for agents and policyholder is consistent. I would then say that take all of this, pair it with high quality data foundation. And when you do that, it unlocks the ability to use AI effectively. Mutuals must embed AI into business workflows instead of treating it as a side project. Using AI to automate routine steps in the workflow or augment inputs to assistant decisioning with human inputs. All of those are really good areas for mutuals. We've also seen that when AI is aligned to a strong core, improvements compound. So your cycle time get faster, accuracy get better, and agent and policyholder satisfaction would grow. And this is all without sacrificing the trust that has been the foundation for the mutuals.
In what capacity do you see AI being utilized and or additive for mutuals?
Oh gosh, there's a lot of areas. I'd say AI is most additive when it's embedded in the real workflow that removes friction, speeds decision, and lifts quality. They should start in low-risk, high-value areas like intake and routing or document ingestion, things like straight-through processing with humans making the final call, where judgment really matters. And John, that's the pattern we are using at the Mutual Group. For instance, we are using generative AI in FNOL process where emails are being parsed, a claim is being created in the claim center, and all the right documents are filed in our enterprise content management system. It just cuts manual handoff and accelerates first contact. I'd give another example where a court submissions are summarized and enriched with third-party data, some web data that's available to us, so our underwriters can see key exposures upfront and can respond faster. And then one other thing that we have started to do at the Mutual Group is to use AI in the IT development processes. That has an ability to speed up delivery of changes on key critical systems by up to 50% in certain areas. So as we continue to modernize the core of Guide One Insurance, we will be extending the use of AI across the experience spine, as I would call. That is from quote and bind to service and claims. So every dollar we put in AI compounds into trust, efficiency, and member value.
Vineet, do you foresee any challenges or potential learning curves in the adoption of AI by mutuals?
So three things stand out that should always be at the forefront for mutuals, but you know any company for that matter who is embracing this journey. The first one is trust and liability. More important in our space is biased or inaccurate output can harm member or their trust and can create a regulatory or legal exposure. None of us want that. Therefore, keep people in the loop where impact is high and ensure that AI is built for fairness, privacy, and then monitored for hallucination or model drifts. The second thing I would say is about data security and regulatory governance. We all know that new technology expand the attack surface. So, you know, companies should use or look at AI to be an area to protect the same way they do anything else. Additionally, I say as states are moving to implement the NAIC model, AI bulletin, that's now adopted by many of the states, the bar on documentation, oversight, or vendor management is now raised. So at the mutual group, we have developed an AI governance framework, John, to classify the model risk, ensure data lineage, and to also monitor drift over time. And then last but not the least is the value that AI provides to the business. Big spends, org disruptions may not translate into measurable outcome and can even distract the companies from core execution of the business. Just lately, I was reading an MIT report that said that 95% of generative AI projects have failed to deliver real business results. I don't doubt that. So what matters most is us using AI in a thoughtful and strategic way, which is always tied to, let's say, you know, real business value instead of chasing headlines.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
I got to ask, Vinny, why do you think that mutual insurers that have not already embraced AI are not at a serious disadvantage?
Sure. So let me assure you, AI is not a race, and mutuals, you haven't lost. But you do need to act. As I've said before, AI is an accelerant, not a destination. Make AI part of your DNA, slowly, calmly. I would say the competitive lift comes from a strong API-first-led core that is well-governed data foundation. And then it lets you plug AI into workflows quickly and safely. Late movers can avoid first wave mistrap that has happened. In other cases, they can adopt current cloud and data patterns and can focus spend where it moves the needle for the members. So there's still a long runway for the mutuals. And that's the approach we have taken at the Mutual Group. On one end, John, we are powering value in underwriting decisions, acceleration, claims processing and triage, or document ingestion and knowledge extraction. On the other end, we are using AI in the IT development processes, as I said before, that delivers change faster, it's reducing technical debt. We can reuse that savings, operational savings, into actually transforming and growing. And then using of AI in development is also improving code quality and developers' productivity. So I'll say mutuals that are starting now, first, they need to have an alignment to catch up fast and convert AI into trust and speed. All the independent research that I've come across has shown that far greater gains have gone to insurers that have strategic enterprise-level programs that support a measured core-first path. So mutuals, let's get on it. Let's keep an eye on what's ahead of us.
So you said that mutuals should adopt AI thoughtfully, strategically, and in alignment with business values. And as you just said, AI is not a race. But from your point of view, how can mutuals successfully roll out their AI initiatives to achieve maximum business benefit?
So I would probably answer this question thinking of mutuals and what makes them the best, their local connections, the trust they have built with the members, and how they are perceived in their local communities. So they need to treat AI as member protection and execute, let's say, using stage gates. As we all want to fail fast, the gate A could be to prove the feasibility of any use case within 2 to 4 weeks. Making sure that there are no data quality restrictions. Because one thing that worries me quite a bit is AI itself cannot do magic. You need to have a good data foundation, good quality data for the models to be trained to get better. So you need to figure out very early on if the data quality restrictions will prevent you. And I guarantee it will not be technology or AI technology. It will be data that will become a limiting factor. And then, you know, once you have passed that gate, the gate B could be to run a MVP pilot in production with human in the loop. And then you start to measure the business value around it. And then use the next gate, let's say gate C, to expand safely with training, exception queues, privacy, security checks, and blah, blah, everything else that's important for the organization. So as you go through these, I'll say, gating process, not a bureaucratic process, but I'll say responsible way of doing AI, you can finally roll it out through graduated, low-risk close, selective state 2 processing, post-bind audits, clear thresholds, all those become important. And then govern all of this with a business and IT-led core team. Embed SMEs from claims, underwriting, legal, operations, finance, all the key business functions, and prioritize, a backlog based on business value, feasibility, data readiness, compliance risk, reuse. I think at the mutual group, that's what we are doing. We are keeping the risk control, using every investment to strengthen policyholder trust. And we are ensuring that through our governance process, all the regulatory and advisory needs of implementing AI within Mutual has a measured and guarded approach.
Anything else we should know, Vinny?
I'll just leave one thought for your audience, John. Speed matters, but trust matters more. At the Mutual Group, we treat modernization as member protection. AI helps, but the promise is to show up the speed, accuracy, and empathy. And if we keep that promise front and center, the tech choices get clearer and the value compounds. If I may add with a quote that is widely used by Navy SEALs, slow is smooth, smooth is fast, and I do believe that this does apply when we are transforming using AI.
Interesting thought. So, Vinny, how can people find out more about the Mutual Group?
Mutual Group by going to themutualgroup.com. If they want to reach out to me, LinkedIn is a great way to connect with me, or can reach out to me via my email, vbansal@themutualgroup.com. Looking forward to keep this dialogue going. Really excited to see the transformation that is ahead of us.
Vinny, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
That was Vinny Bansal, Chief Information and Technology Officer at the Mutual Group. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.